o'clock, and I got the live band here, and they're all ready to go. They're revving and ready to go. Ready to go, Heavy Hands? Okay, it's all yours. Heavy Hands on 91.5 WMFO. Okay, guys, we gotta talk a little. Yeah. Couldn't hear the vocals.
Working on it.
Yeah, that's the sound check. That's the Heavy Hand sound check.
Yeah.
You guys can go on a little longer because of that.
All right.
Promises. Promises. We have Heavy Hands here on 91.5 WMFO. That car keeps coming close to us. what do you got next, man?
Got another song, Honesty?
Yeah.
You do it?
We'll do that one.
You turned up the vocals?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Got a little closer to you, too. How's that?
Sounds better.
Oh, yeah, me.
All right.
There you go.
Let's do this.
Heavy hands. Typing something there. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And you sound great, but I think the vocals are still a little low, you know?
Yeah. We're just worried about feedback.
Maybe you guys go down a little.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, we can.
Can you hit the drums a little softer?
Can.
All right.
It hurts.
It's impossible.
It's a little room. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have Heavy Hands.
This song is a
doing an amazing sound check.
Sound check all day if you want to.
No, you guys sound awesome, except for, I know you do too, it's just not loud enough. I want the people to hear you. It's Heavy Hands, live on MFO. How heavy are those hands, guys?
Super. Way down right now.
I love your picture. That's great. It reminds me of Salvador Dali?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's an artist. Steve Gage is listening in right now.
Yes.
Oh, well, you have great stuff. It reminds me of Dali.
Shout out to Steve.
Good stuff, Steve.
All right.
But now we have Heavy Hands ready to go.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it down a notch.
We will.
Try to get the vocals loud and not too much feedback.
Yeah.
All right.
Although I'm not really hearing the feedback while you're playing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to move that speaker for the vocals a little closer.
Oh, is that it right there?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a cool speaker.
Right.
Ooh. That's probably coming from these, huh?
Yep.
Let's try that, huh?
Check, 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 check.
That's probably your PA interfering with these, but I don't hear it when you play. Let's.
We'll just play them.
We'll
just continually play. There you go.
Heavy Hands.
Don't shine, treading upon guys have a beautiful song, but oh, there was so much feedback that time.
Yeah.
I think it's and I think it's this. I think
back or forward?
Somewhere away from the mics. I don't know. Like they can't be pointing at them.
All right. Looks like Aaron is unplugging stuff.
So but the, I mean, you're loud enough that time, but the we can't deal with that squealing though. Yeah. That's. Do you want to try singing out one of these mics like we originally?
That's true. I mean, if you don't need the monitor.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
His monitor.
Yeah.
So use this mic right here. Get those chairs out of there, guys.
Sure.
Unless he wants to sit down.
Okay. I won't allow it.
Lazy.
Behind the scenes at WMFO 91.5. I hope I said that at the top of the hour. We are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm sure I did.
Are we tuning in now? Is that what's going on?
Spark.
Tuning up, making sure nobody's squealing.
Yeah, well, we hope this idea works. All right, you gotta move your whole pedal board.
I think I can do it.
Yeah, I can move a little too. I'll go this way.
Yeah, so that way you're going right into the board. They won't hear you though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They won't hear
this
you.
This is like every practice too.
If we mess up,
too.
That's why.
Unless you have headphones. Does anyone need headphones?
I think we'll be okay.
We'll try.
We'll just cue each other. Yeah.
We'll survive.
Yeah, I hope. I hope
we survive. Woo! Longest sound check ever for this show. That's okay though. You guys are sounding good. We're having some technical difficulties.
Just making sure.
Heavy hands. Are you ready?
1 minute.
A 4 minute?
A full minute? You want me to play a song?
There we go.
Heavy hands on MFO.
Sound called Spark.
I think you're going to like you using this mic. That's how I usually do it.
I like the look of it.
Down Peter's Hill, stopping in midstep, losing all my will, feeling no wind leave my side, dancing away down the line. Thank you.
sounded good. Put on some headphones. You'll hear yourself.
I would like to.
Yeah, you'll be fine with them. And if anyone really needs some, I can get you.
I think for this next one, we'll be okay.
Yeah, we're doing
for this one. We're doing Desert King.
Yeah.
I can't get headphones for everyone. These things are tethered, but mine isn't. I can get it and plug it in over here. So one person can use these if they want.
For this song, we should be good.
Yeah.
All right.
I will even reach you.
I'll figure it out.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I'm chatting, listening to some great music with Heavy Hands. But chatting with Carissa Johnson a little bit. She's now booking the new venue, The Jungle. So we'll hear a little of her after this. I just noticed she has a song named Shatter. My band has a song named Shatter. Did you cover us, Carissa? She's listening right now. We'll see if they sound similar. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Heavy Hands, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Go for it.
It's cold in the morning when the sun's calling. Feet in the desert, naked to dress up like a king. A king with wings, speeding on 15. Make it feel like you're 16. Taking the high road, lifting off the head alone. Painted diamonds are in my eyes again. You can crown me and let me take you to see. Well, I laid out in the glitter. You get to dress up like a queen with wings, speeding on 15. Make it feel like you're 16. Taking the high road, lifting off the head alone. Painted diamonds are in my eyes again. You can crown me.
Together now, it's Heavy Hands on 91.5 WMFO. What was that song called?
It's called Desert King.
Very cool. It sounded deserty. Yeah.
Right. It's exactly about what you think it's about.
Like driving a black car through the desert.
Right. That's all. Yeah.
That was in my head. Well, my car is black.
So what do you think? What are we doing on time? Should we do...
Do another Two Dogs?
You guys can do like, because of all that mess up, 20 minutes more.
Cool. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we got 20 minutes, but we'll
make it happen. We can always play the first song over again.
Yeah, we can always do that again so we can hear it.
No, just do whatever you like.
All right, cool. So what are we doing now?
Let's do another.
Another? All right. We'll be right back.
adventurous, where must I go? To be a little restless, and how must I be? To find the questions, who must I know? To answer me, why must I go another step forward? Isn't it easier just to pour another? Isn't it easier just to pour another? Isn't it easier just to walk down?
How many more you got?
Two?
Two more?
Yeah. All right.
Do Colorado or?
Yeah, let's do Colorado. Cool.
Sneak around.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
Exactly.
That's what you gotta do. What is that, John Denver?
Yeah. John Denver, Colorado.
Flew his little plane into a mountain or something.
Oh.
He did. He died in a one of those things you're not supposed to be flying around on.
Isn't it crazy like how many planes have died that way?
Yeah.
Like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Randy Rhoads.
Now you're just predicting our own death. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, those guys were at least in a normal plane. I mean, I think this is something he built himself.
Right. Oh.
I mean, you're asking for trouble.
You are asking a little bit for trouble.
Rest in peace, John Denver.
Oh, I gotta turn a couple knobs here.
At least three. Three knobs?
At least three knobs.
I think those three.
And I'm gonna play some music bed. No, I like him better. I like him better. That's a cool-looking Gibson.
Thanks. It's just a beat-up studio.
Yeah.
All real wear.
Right.
It's all natural.
Yeah, all natural.
I like it, though.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's got some love on it.
It's like a rat guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a rat rod rat guitar.
Right, right. I like rat rods, too.
Me, too.
We're all good tuning-wise?
We're good.
All right. 91.5 WMFO. Let's have the answer!
Space, Peter and Santa Fe. Every time
band.
Yeah.
One more?
One more.
Yeah. What else we got?
Switch out guitar.
Two dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Two dolls.
Did you guys want to come over here and talk for a little afterwards? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
We'll do a little of that before we play Carissa Johnson. While you guys are getting over here, I'll play one of my band's songs that's named the same as hers. I think it's just... I don't usually play my own band, but it's like, I'm curious if Shatter, if she's talking about the same thing I am.
Cool.
I want to know if Carissa Johnson's more like me than I even knew.
Let's do it.
I mean, if she's talking about the same thing, she's way cool. So one more, Heavy Hands, right?
Yeah.
Let's
do it. All right, hey, you guys got any CDs?
Me?
Yeah, we've got some demos on Bandcamp, but we're excited to announce that 420 of this month, kind of redundant, we're going to be releasing a 3-song EP, kind of better recording quality, and then sometime thereafter, it'll be on Bandcamp on that date, and then we'll get it on Spotify, Apple Music.
Cool, we'll talk all about it after this song, yeah. All right? Right on.
Two dogs. I gotta change it.
By the way, this is a song about Revere and Wonderland. So I know Marky Mark's making a new movie about that area.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody, you know, I think we could make a deal.
Yeah.
What, you want your music in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, for unlimited cheeseburgers.
Right. That's, and this is going to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
Right now?
Take it or leave it, Mark.
Okay.
our music, my band's music got in a movie, and I even acted in it a little bit, and it was... the worst thing I've ever saw. I had a hard time sitting through a movie, and the music was great. My acting was good, but like the rest of it was like, what the hell did I get myself into? Yeah. They're heavy hands.
Right on.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, you did play for 20 more minutes.
There we go.
Nice.
Or did you? No, 10. Well, that's okay.
Half the time.
Half the time. I'll put something on. Yes, like I was saying, Carissa Johnson has a song, same name as mine. We're going to find out after we talk to the guys if it's about what I'm singing here. On 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Shatter. Guys here, and I want Carissa to know I don't usually play my band. I for some reason I feel like a total jerk when I do it. But we do the theme song for this show. I think that's enough. But Carissa has a song named Shatter, so we get to see if she's singing about the same thing as me. We'll do that right after we talk to Heavy Hands here. They just did a magnificent set. So what's going on in your world? Where do you guys are from? Alston?
Sorts, yeah. All around. I mean, JP.
All around the Boston
Quincy,
area.
Quincy. Yeah.
I'm in Quincy now, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We practice in Alston.
Right. Sound Museum. That's the hub, you know.
Nice.
That's where things happen.
Oh, I know.
Like magic.
Yeah. I've seen you guys. So you got an album coming up?
Yeah, we got a small EP, 3 songs. Only one real new song. There is a brand new song on there that, I mean, we played it, but it's not recorded.
Okay, which one was it?
That was Winter Country. That was the 3rd one?
Yeah.
A little mellower.
Yeah, not to be fair, like, all the songs are new if you haven't heard us before.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely fair.
And sorry about the technical problems we had. Part of it was my fault, I think, but,
Hey, it was a discovery process.
We figured it out.
We've done worse.
Once we fixed it, it was great.
Right. It was teamwork. Yep. Cool. Yep. Synergy.
We've gotten through worse.
Yeah. But yeah, so one brand new one. Two others kind of are heavier side to balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
Much better recordings. We released a demo. A couple of them were literally just room recordings, so we wanted to go back and do them a little better. So 3 songs.
Did you get like a real producer?
No, we're pretty DIY.
Yeah.
Sean has turned out to be a fantastic producer.
Yeah. Where were you recording?
We do a hodgepodge of the Alston space for drums, you know, get a couple mics on there. We DI or amp the instruments. He has kind of his own setup at home.
The home studio.
He's pointing to Aaron.
Mm. Do you have anything on Bandcamp now?
Yeah, we've got about 6 songs, kind of some room recordings and demos.
Yep, Heavy Hands MA.
Yeah, Heavy Hands MA.
Nice. Any shows coming up?
5/3. We've got something at the Dorchester Art Project with Ian Catt, Squash from Lowell. Ian Catt's from around Boston. And Juniper Douglas is going to be joining us all the way from Twin Cities, which is where Aaron's at.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, where I came from.
That's where you're from?
Well, you know.
Get out of here!
I'm sorry.
You're not a Bostonian.
Go back to the winter country now.
Yeah. Just kidding. I have people from all different states in here.
I was going to say, I'm the only one in the band that's actually born in Massachusetts.
Oh, really? Where are you guys originally from?
Pennsylvania here.
New York.
Near Massachusetts.
Well, that's cool. New York City?
Born in New York City, lived in North Jersey for the my high school.
Yeah.
Which we don't talk about.
Yeah.
No,
I'm very proud of my New Jersey.
We've done a few gigs in New York City, and I mean, I swear, I go there, and I get the same feeling I did when I was a little kid when I went to Disney World. It's like this place is like magical.
It's the gleaming lights.
It's great.
Sparkle.
I actually used to live right near where I saw the Otto's Shrunken Head sticker.
Yeah, we played there a few times, and we got a show coming up there. Day before Memorial Day. 26th, I think. Yeah, something like May 26th.
Right on.
Yeah.
We're going to New York soon, right?
We don't know that for sure. We're trying to make it out to New York, so we'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah.
Definitely do. And they're gonna show me how to. I only know how to put CDs in the system. I finally spoke up about it, and I guess somebody's gonna show me next Wednesday how to get digital MP3s.
So I can just get
stuff from Bandcamp or whatever, you know. So. We'll get you in the system somehow.
We can
somehow send
you a CD, too. We have that technology.
Yeah. Well, that's the easiest way for me. I'm like...
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
We have those skills.
Aaron does.
Between
I don't.
Four of us.
Okay. Yeah.
I only know how to mix.
Anyway, they are Heavy Hands. Look them up. They do have something on Bandcamp, and we can expect a lot more of them to come. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
You want to see if Chris's song is about what mine was?
I hope it is.
You built it up at this point. I've
got my money on yes.
This is Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls with Shatter. 91.5 MFO.
Still thought I had all my mind. Found out.
That didn't sound like our song at all. I'm not sure what she was singing about, but I liked it. I don't think she was singing about the same thing I was. 91.5 WMFO. But Carissa Johnson, you know what? She's booking the jungle in Somerville. And my band's going to play there with a bunch of other bands. Second Thursday in July. Can't think of what the date is right now, but July. Who else do we have on that bill? The Laces, Babes, State of the Union, the Thigh Scrapers. Second Thursday in July. So, yes. In honor of her and our booking that, we're going to play a couple more of her songs. This one's The Fool Like Me on MFO 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I doubt you know what you really want.